some really big goals. And maybe one of your goals is that you join my Cleaning Business Book Club, where we actually meet every 2 weeks for an hour. So you get 26 whole hours with me over Zoom. And we discuss topics like speed cleaning. How many of us have read the speed cleaning book and are still a little confused how to implement all of that stuff? Profit First by Mike Malkovitz. And then, of course, we're going to do the Profit First workbook by the Guide Guru Publishing. There's Counting for Small Businesses by Martin Kalman. And then This is Marketing by Seth Godin. I cannot wait to work with you guys. I look forward to seeing you there. It's located right on my website, KLEANFREAKSUniversity.com. We are going to talk about, welcome to Cleaning Business Life. We've been off our game all three episodes. It's okay. We're just going to wing it like we today because we haven't filmed in a while. And we're going to talk about price increases. And this is a touchy topic because a lot of people don't feel comfortable giving a price increase because they're afraid of the confrontation or being rejected or ultimately being fired. Price increases are part of life. As you guys have all heard me complain about my grocery bill, it used to be $77, $87. It's now $225 for the exact same thing that we paid 2 years ago.
I can vouch for that.
Everything has increased in price. So your chemical costs have gone up, your gas prices, your auto insurance, your business insurance, anything that you've had to do to increase to make your business work has to be compensated for. And it's just like fast food restaurants. Everyone's having a cow because McDonald's is now charging $8 for a chicken sandwich. Welcome to America.
You know, Mark and I went to the grocery store last week. I mean, we have two teenagers right now. So if you can imagine, they like eat us out of house and home. I can go grocery shopping and then I will look in the fridge and like 3 days later, it's empty. So I'm like, what the heck? So Mark and I went grocery shopping and our bill came out to $250, like what you did. For guess how many items?
It's usually 2.5 bags full of products.
We probably had 50 items, but no meat products. So most of it was vegetables, like organic vegetables and organic fruit. And that was like the majority of our stuff was just, you know, good stuff. Like I think I got some cereal and some milk and that was it. But our bill was like for 50 items, $250.
Right.
So everything is like we talked about is going up. We have the inflation going up. So you have to like look at that and you have to increase your prices so you can meet the demand of all the other expenses. So you can keep, you know, your profit and loss, like keep your profit up.
Right. Because you deserve to still make money. They came out the other day and I feel like we're being gaslighted and this is just my personal opinion. And I try not to put my personal opinion in everything that I do. But my opinion is we're being gaslighted. They said that inflation was 3%. It's not 3%. It's around 25%. And I won't go into any of the politics about it, but I just know based on my food costs that we don't throw food away. We try to either, and if it doesn't get eaten because it fell in one of the crevasses of my refrigerator, well, the chickens eat it, right? So or it gets composted. And we try to do those types of things more now than we've ever done before because it's so much money to pay for everything, especially if you want fresh produce.
That's why I garden, Shannon.
Right. We just planted some seeds last week. They're underneath and on the heating pad. I forgot to put a fan on there, but we'll work on that later. So we want to tell you why it's okay to have a price increase and why it's important to at least give one annually. And if this is your first time giving a price increase, there are some steps that you'll need to follow because you don't want to call me or Kim and say, I have no income coming in because I gave everyone a price increase and they all jumped. So please don't do that because that's a horrifying experience to have to go through. And we don't want you to be without income.
And that happened to me the first year. I did price increases all at the same time. And I had a lot of people jump ship. And so doing it the right way will save you not only your clients, but in the long time, you can build them up. And then when you start getting new clients, you want to give them the new rates.
Right. And there'll be this gap. And your legacy clients, which are the ones that you acquire when you first start, that's what those are called. They'll never be at whatever current market value is. Too much talking this morning. And so eventually your legacy clients will fall off the schedule, but in as much of an established relationship you have, because they're your first, it's they've stuck it through, they did all the things with you. You want the higher paying clientele because your profit margin is going to be better for you, better for your business, better for your bottom line.
I have this client. And so when I would do my price increases, and I had him, I don't even know why I had him so long, maybe because he was intriguing. I don't know, but I would walk him. He was a bachelor and his house was in like spick and span condition. Like the whole house was, he did not like clutter. It looked like totally a bachelor plaid, but a clean bachelor plaid.
That's always nice.
He did stocks for a living. So he was retired at like 45. How nice would that be, Shannon, to retire at 45?
I don't know.
So the only spot that would be really dirty would be literally his bedroom or in the shower, like the bathroom. That was it. Like I'd go in his kitchen, like, what am I cleaning? Like, so when it would be time for the price increase, so I acquired him because another company was pretty much giving me clients. And so, because she was leaving out of town to do mission work. And so she's like, here, take on this client. So when I first started with him, her rate was $125 for his house. So let me tell you, his house, you guys, is huge. It's like a $1 million house. And it was massive. So you're looking at probably, and we didn't do the, well, he wanted the basement vacuumed, but I charged extra for that. But his house would literally be about 3,000 square feet upstairs. So can you imagine doing a 3,000 square foot home for $125? It was nuts. So when I did increase his prices over time, I remember like the second time when, because he was with me for 3 years, he would like call me up. It was the most weirdest thing. So my phone would ring and I would see his name come up and I'd be like, oh, brother. That'd be the first thing that would come in my mouth. And I'd go, hello. I'm like, hey, and I'm going to give a random name. Hey, Matthew, how's it going? He goes, Kimberly, we need to talk about this price increase that you're doing today. I need to know why you're going to do the price increase. And mind you, this is from last year. I've done it before. So he knows the routine, but he made me like literally say everything, like why I had to do a price increase. I had to like give him my interview spiel. And I remember that was the last time I dealt with that, because I like dropped him as a client finally.
How high did you end up bringing him up to? So he was at 125, 3 years. What was the maxed out that before you guys parted ways?
175.
Oh, and I'm sure those were growing pains for him too.
Oh yeah. Stockbroker, you know, but I'm like, it's just, if you have to do it and it is uncomfortable. And I remember the first time that I did price increases, my stomach would get all in knots and I'd get so nervous. And I'm like, who's going to drop me? Who's going to keep me? Did you get that way too?
I did. After a while, you know, I got them groomed to it and it wasn't like an issue. They're like, how much is it now? And I'm like, oh, it's your new price is this. I didn't actually increase a lot. The legacy clients just fell off naturally. So if I had new clients that I had acquired, the old percentage for price increase was 5 to 7%. Mm-hmm. That is not the case any longer. It's roughly 8 to 12% of what you should increase right now to cover the cost of inflation. Mm-hmm. And so if I got a new customer who I was making money off of, I would increase them the 8 to 12% articulation. You can tell I've talked too much today. Legacy clients would also get an 8 to 12% increase. They will never meet up in the middle. You'll have one class of clients, so to speak, and then you'll have the normal rate clients. And eventually what will happen is your legacy clients will just fall off the schedule because they can no longer afford it. And, you know, just wish them well. And maybe you've come across an independent who charges way less. You can match them up. You just part on amicable terms so that you don't have a bad review or a comment made. But, you know, that's just part of what it is. We don't, it's hard, especially with the older ones. You become really attached to them. And I totally mm-hmm. get that. I had Mary, I've mentioned her before, way back when I was out cleaning and Mary was 95. And on Fridays, I would show up on the dot. I didn't ever charge her what she's supposed to have been charged. She fed me lunch. She would tell me stories. She was 95, 15 years ago. I loved her. What time I came to, like, this is when I was out cleaning. I came, I knocked on her door and no one, I called the police because I'm like, something happened to her. She was in the back taking a shower and she just didn't hear me. So she answered in her bathrobe and her shower cap on. And she's dripping water. And I reached and I gave her a big hug. I'm like, oh, thank God. You're so dramatic. But it's just, those are the people that you remember. Like, I remember her after all those years, little Mary. She was 95. She obviously is no longer around, but she told me so many stories, and it was fun. I enjoyed the conversation and the relationship that we had. So it selfishly, it benefited me. I really liked it. And she liked me, and I never really increased her to what I should have because I knew she couldn't afford it. So you remember, as a business owner, you decide who gets those types of pricing and who does not. If you have, I know we've talked about entitlement earlier in a couple of other podcasts. We have a whole society, a whole subset of society that expects everything for free, or because they've graced you with their presence, that you owe them something. Nobody owes anybody anything. When people ask me why I do what I do, I'm like, I'm just happy to be here. And they're like, what? I'm like, being vertical is better than being horizontal. So that's just my mentality. And I really, we're watching people not be around. You just never know anymore. People are, you know, offboarding, so to speak, more than they ever have, at least in my observation. So I'm just happy to be here. And I think that should be the attitude with everybody, right?
Exactly. Like, I love what I'm doing now. It's a whole different ballgame doing products. But I love what I do, even though I have in the midst, I have some difficult customers wanting things for free or asking for discounts every single time. I really love what I do. And I had to raise my prices recently because the cost of essential oils doubled. And so just to give you guys an idea of my cost, 11 gallons. So if you can picture 11 like milk cartons, that's how many oils I buy it in bulk. For spearmint oil for 11 pounds, I was paying like, I want to say close to 300, and I went to go order some more cause I was getting low, and it's up to almost $500, you guys.
Right.
So the price increases affect, you know, when I had to raise up my prices for my natural cleaner. But what I love about it is that you're getting a good natural quality product. You're not getting something with synthetic scents. It's costing them pennies. You're getting a good quality product. So it ends up breaking down to like right around 50 cents to refill a bottle, which is way cheaper than having 20 products, you know, when you add it all up.
And ladies and gentlemen who are listening, when you use pure essential oils, the shelf life of them is not very long. So The scent will eventually dissipate. So she can't buy, you know, because say she had some extra cash, I'm hypothetical, and she wanted to buy two large orders, she would have to go through all of those orders quickly because the shelf life for pure essential oils is shorter than synthetic.
Exactly.
Makes sense. I hope I explained it. I'm not experienced.
No, you are.
In trade at all. So.
No, and I see that a lot of times in our groups. Well, pure evergreen is too expensive. And I said, it's honestly, when you do the breakdown and you're using good quality products, then your clients will appreciate it and you can tie it into your prices. So if you want to use my product and you want to clean with natural products, tie it into your pricing. So use it and up your charge, your pricing, and be like, well, we provide very high quality, you know, cleaning products. So it breaks down. So if you guys want to do the price increase, talk about why you're going to do the price increase. And we're going to do the price increase because we want to be able to pay our staff more for livable wages. We want to increase, you know, training so we can have better production. So you guys can, that's all reasons to have a price increase.
Definitely. And everything does go up. So it's important that you, if it's your first time, and there is the price increase bootcamp, it's legitimately, I believe it's like $7 or $9. I can't remember. You can take it right off my website. But the first time you're giving a price increase, make sure that you are being as personable as possible. I'm assuming that you're small still. And what I mean by small is you have less than 40 clients and that you are doing it face-to-face. People do not like confrontation or rejection. So when you hand them a piece of paper and you're smiling and saying, hey, just to let you know on your next cleaning, your price increase is going to be this. And they say, why? Just say, you know, everything's gone up, right? Your groceries have gone up. Your gas has gone up. And what are they going to say? They're not going to say no. And it depends on who is providing the funds for the household fund of cleaning, right? Sometimes it'll be the wife. Sometimes it'll be the husband. It just depends on their standard of living and what's going on in their mind. But people will not blatantly tell you no and throw the paper back at you. I have not had that experience yet. Knock on wood.
So you've not been grilled and interviewed yet?
No, not thankfully, not like what Kim has had to go through. But make sure that you're being personal, you're doing it in person. And then as you grow and your client list expands and you get 75 or 100 clients, then you can just shoot them an email through Jobber, right? You can go through that path and say, hey, just to let you know, your annual increase is coming up and your new price for cleaning starting effective January 1st is going to be the, you know, this. And in reality, it's not a lot of money. It's the touchy part is when you have the weekly clients, because weekly clients are your bread and butter. They're golden unicorns. And a price increase affects the whole total, right? A good weekly client can bring in $5,000 to $7,000 to your bottom line. And then you're giving them a price increase. And it's like, I'm already giving you $7,000. Why are you giving me an increase? Say, I'm really sorry. Everybody has to have one.
And that's why you do it percentages. So when I did it at 12%, and this was still way back when, mm-hmm. and I did 12%. And so when I would save the 12%, they didn't look at it like, oh my gosh, this is like expensive. If I just did a rate and I said, okay, well, this is, you know, I'd say this is your new rate. But when I did 12% first, that's how they looked at it. Like it wasn't very much. And cleaning is a luxury.
It is.
So it's not something that is meant for people who, you know, can't afford it. It's a luxury. And a lot of times as cleaners, we talked to Shannon and I talked about this, like having a heart, we have compassion, we have love towards our job, towards our customers, but there's a fine line. You have to still make enough money to be running a business.
Right. It's not, I'm going to flush money through my account for me to pay to clean your house. A lot of times when I talk to girls, other cleaning business owners, they're paying for themselves and their crew for the privilege of cleaning someone's house, because they're not making any money off of the cleaning. There is no point. If you are not making at least a minimal amount of profit, you're funneling cash through your bank account. And there really is no point. And at some point you'll realize that you aren't getting it and you'll bankrupt yourself. And then you have to start from scratch or do something else.
And I always say work backwards. Yeah. I always say work backwards. So really add up all your expenses, like start a list and be like, okay, well, this is what I have to cover. Because long time ago when I was talking to, you know, this gal, she wasn't charging enough. And I was like, okay, well, work backwards. Think about it. So take your expenses. Okay. How much does this cost? And this cost and this cost. So what is the cost per job for you to go out there?
Right.
And once she realized it, she was actually playing the client. She was in the negative.
Right.
So we'll break down that. And do you have the template on raising prices?
Yes. If you are inside my Facebook group, you can go right to the guides. And
what is the Facebook group?
The Maids Network. And you can go and search price increase template. I always get confused to the Dear John and the price increase template. The Dear John is for letting the client go. And make sure that you, if you don't have, you can do whatever you want with the template. You can make a paper airplane out of it. It's just a guide for you to make it all official. Put your brand on there, make it look pretty. It's very generic, but it gives you the base points of what is going to be covered. So that way you have something tangible. Sometimes they won't say anything. And then you'll just look at the check next time you come and the new price is on there. It's like non-discuss, right? Other times it'll be like what Kim went through with a third degree over why, the justification on why. So you never know. Each individual is just different on how they accept these things. And then sometimes people will just be like, I legitimately have had 4 long-term clients, one of them who's been with me almost 15 years, Eve. And I called her. I'm like, what's up? And she just, she had to retire early. She was a trust fund baby and the fiduciary wouldn't approve out of the trust, the extra expense for cleaning.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, oh, I'm really sorry to see you go. You know? And then I had another one. She'd been with me about 12, 13 years. And that was like going through a divorce. I'm like, what happened? And what it was is Michael, who is special needs, was older now and he could have an adult care provider. So her husband retired and they're going to travel. So, you know, things happen. So, you know, be aware of those types of situations.
Exactly. And just know that when you guys do the price increase, you're adding value to your company. You're adding value to yourself. You're adding value to your employees. So you're able to provide for them. And it's a scary situation. Also, I know I've seen some stuff posted in the group, Shannon, that they've done price increases and it's like crickets. So they don't know if they should go to the client's house or not. Like, do they go to the client's house? So when you guys do your price increase, please make sure you write the date down. Like, the price increase will go effective as this date. I need to hear back from you via email or phone call that you agree to this new pricing that's starting, and then we will resume our services. Have that in the writing so you know for sure that's not just crickets and you're not sure if you should show up or not. Have that put in place.
Right. That's just follow the protocol. It's easy peasy. And if you want some guidance, take the price increase boot camp. It's really, it's a 30 minute video or maybe even a little shorter. It's easy to follow directions.
How much is that class?
I believe it's either $7 or $9. It's not very much.
Again, guys, it's like for a, you know, large, I don't know what they call them, vente, tall. I don't even know what they call them. They don't make any sense to me. I know. I'm like, I went to Starbucks yesterday to go meet a gal. And so I was like, I don't really go to Starbucks too much because I like to support the small coffee shops, but it was the spot that was like in the middle. And the lady's like, do you want a vente? It's how she goes through all these things. I'm like, a large?
Right.
I'm like, I'll just take a large. But yeah, so like that's the cost of a coffee that you guys can get and just get this class. So really, and again, it's going to add value to your business. Because if you can have that money, then you can buy training and buy, you know, work on your branding. So all this will fall in place when you do your price increases, you guys.
Definitely. Well, hopefully this was helpful. If you guys have any questions, reach out. And please download, like, and subscribe to all that stuff. And if you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah, we love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.